Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, October 2nd, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, the crazed gunman who murdered 10 people yesterday in Oregon asked his defenseless victims if they were Christians before he shot them.
And then he told them one by one to stand up and goes, "Are you a Christian?" If they answered yes, boom, execution.
Just like Columbine.
Yep.
Meanwhile, still no word from Barack Obama about the weekly mass shootings in Chicago. Then, the Russian Air Force strikes again, this time successfully destroying an ISIS command center and training camp. Plus, are there any atheists in foxholes?
You know, I met a lot of atheists when I was deployed, and I'm telling you, when the bullets start flying, the rounds start coming in, the artillery's going, the RPGs are flying, you'll hear every man out there screaming and crying to God, shaking, asking for forgiveness.
All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
It's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, it's one day later, and here's what we know about the Oregon shooting. It once again happened in a gun-free zone, so there were sitting ducks. The shooter obtained all of his guns legally, which means none of those common-sense gun reform laws would have worked. And people who were trained to deal with crisis situations like this were prevented from doing anything to stop it. And also, we know, once again, it was a loser who wanted a slaughter, which is why he went to a gun-free zone. He did not want a shootout. Now, Oregon College gunman, he was a 26-year-old. He apparently was celebratory of other mass murderers. He attended a school for students with emotional issues. And he also said, the more people you kill, the more you're in the limelight. And this, of course, was after he was praising the TV shooter, Vester Flanagan. Also, according to some of his social media accounts, he apparently idolized the violence of Nazi Germany and the Irish Republic Army. According to his profile on a dating site, he considered himself mixed race. He's a conservative Republican, not religious, and he lived with his mother. Now, what we also know about the shooter is that he singled out Christians during this rampage. Now, it's reported by witnesses and people who were there that the gunman made his victims lie down on the ground, and then he had them stand up one at a time, saying, "Cite out your religion." If they answered that they were Christian, he would say, "Well, great for you. You're going to be meeting God in about 1 second." And he would shoot them in the head. And others who were of a different religion or didn't answer were shot elsewhere in their body. So they say that there's no motive yet, but apparently he did leave behind a hate-filled note. Now, again, he acquired all of his firearms legally. We have no motive other than the fact that he was singling out Christians. But that did not stop people, including the president, for immediately pushing for stricter gun control. This includes the president, who delivered a 12-minute tirade immediately following this event. Now, before he even went out to the podium to speak, officials had confirmed that the shooter was targeting his victims based on their religion, but the president never once called for religious tolerance. Before we even knew who the gunman was or what his motive was, the president took to the podium to make the case for gun control, and he even admitted right there that he was politicizing the incident before the body count was even in.
selective outrage, Obama hasn't said a damn word about routine mass shootings in Chicago. Following the mass shooting in Oregon Thursday, the president delivered a 12-minute tirade about the need for stricter gun control laws and admitted he was politicizing the incident before the body count was even in. When he wasn't referring to himself 28 times, a visibly angry Obama called mass shootings in the U.S. routine. Somehow, this has become routine, Obama said. My response here at this podium has become routine. And what becomes routine is the response from those who oppose any sort of gun control legislation. Hey, Obama, leave the guns alone. Stop trying to disarm people who are law-abiding citizens who want to protect themselves, their family, their property. That is the right. We don't need a gun law. Our law is the Second Amendment. You keep attacking people day in and day out, and quite frankly, I'm sick of it. This is on you, your anti-gun agenda, Obama. I'm Joe Biggs. You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
So when he wasn't referring to himself 28 times in that 12-minute speech, he was visibly angry, and he started calling these mass shootings routine. He said, somehow this has become routine. The reporting is routine. My response here at this podium ends up being routine. And what becomes routine is the response from those who oppose any sort of gun control legislation. Now, he doesn't really actually point out what sort of gun control legislation could have altered this attack, but what we are pointing out that isn't routine is that Obama never speaks about the mass shootings that are happening in cities like Chicago every single day. Now, as widely been reported in the mainstream media, in a 15-hour period between Monday night and Tuesday morning, a total of 14 people were shot in Chicago, including two young boys. Six of those people died. Now, these stats show that in the last two weekends in Chicago, 98 people were shot and 13 people were killed. So this is going on every single day, and Chicago already has the strictest gun control laws in the country. Now, not to mention this college campus, once again, was itself a very strict gun-free zone. And guess what? Someone with the intent to do harm didn't follow the law. He didn't look at that sign on the door that said, don't bring your guns in here. Now, check this out. In spite of this gun-free zone, Oregon does have a concealed carry. And so that's the law of the land there. The school really can't do anything about it. And so an Air Force veteran who had a licensed concealed carry gun on him, but he was prevented by staff from intervening in the shooting yesterday at the community college, during which 10 people were killed. Now, this is John Parker. He says he was situated in a building about 200 yards away from where the shooting began, and he said that there were a few people in this vet center, and then when he heard the shooting happen, he said, we got up and we were going to go out and see what he could do. Immediately, the school staff stopped us and told us to get inside of the building. Essentially, the staff wouldn't let us go to assist. And according to the Associated Press, the single security officer who was working on campus was also unarmed. Now, a former security guard at the Oregon College exclusively revealed to InfoWars that the college voted against hiring armed security guards just last year. And they put that money into other projects to, you know, build new structures there on campus. He also said that an inadequate lockdown procedure ensured that the campus was a death trap for potential victims in an active shooter situation. And they actually held one of these active shooter drills just a week before this took place. So obviously you can see some of the failure of the protocols there. And not to mention, he points out that the school's emergency notification system failed, which means that there were no notifications sent to students or teachers who were off campus or who might have been on their way to the school. So they weren't even alerted as well that there was something going down and not to come to campus. So you can read that article in its entirety to get his rundown on some of the policies and procedures that made these students sitting ducks. But the point here is that you make it a gun-free zone, then you don't even arm the security guards that are there to protect the students. So, I mean, it's just double down on making these people helpless and ensuring that something like this is going to happen, because these type of cowards don't want a shootout. They want a slaughter. And so they go to these vulnerable gun-free zones. Now, like Vester Flanagan, this shooter wanted fame. So, of course, the media is going to focus on him rather than the countless heroes who could have prevented this tragedy or did indeed try to. We could talk about Bill Badger. He was the man who tackled the gunman who shot Gabby Giffords. There was a Lisa Castellano, who was a police officer. She was off duty, and she stopped a shooting rampage here in San Antonio, Texas, with her gun. And Nick Melly, he was 22 at the time that he intervened, what would have been a shootout at a shopping mall in Oregon. But he had a concealed carry and he was only 22 and he shot the gunman there. And of course, most recently, we have the service member who fired back at Abdulaziz, during the Chattanooga shooting. And there was actually reports that he was going to get in trouble for firing back at that gunman. So it's not the guns, but gun-free zones that should be illegal.
There's been another mass shooting in America, this time in a community college in Oregon. That means there are more American families, moms, dads, children, whose lives have been changed forever. That means there's another community stunned with grief, and communities across the country forced to relieve their own anguish, and parents across the country who are scared because they know it might have been their families or their children. We talked about this after Columbine and Blacksburg, after Tucson, after Newtown, after Aurora, after Charleston. It cannot be this easy for somebody who wants to inflict harm on other people to get his or her hands on a gun.
More families victimized, more average citizens President Obama may or may not personally offer his condolences to because he is too busy pleading his case to eliminate our constitutional Second Amendment right to protect ourselves and our communities. Pew Research's July 2014 poll, The Demographics and Politics of Gun-Owning Households, found that about 6 in 10 gun household members, 64%, say they often feel proud to be an American. In contrast, about half, 51% of other adults say this. There exists a constitutional mindset and reason for owning a weapon in the United States. The United States ranks numero uno in gun ownership, dominating at 88.8% per 100 residents, according to 2014 numbers from the Small Arms Survey based in Geneva, Switzerland, a group staffed by experts in security studies, political science, law, international public policy, developmental studies, economics, conflict resolution, and sociology. These are the people pushing the international policies to agendize constitutional freedoms we as a nation require in order for our republic to operate. And the media spin on the coverage is always the same. Who cares who the shooter was in Oregon? Why should we? Our immediate and only reality-based concern should be for the families and communities that need to be protected by the next incident, whether it's 3 months or 3 years from now. If we could just all pay attention to the numbers. Last year, Breitbart reported 92% of mass shootings since 2009 occurred in gun-free zones. On October 9th, the Crime Prevention Research Center released a revised report showing that 92% of mass public shootings between January 2009 and July 2014 took place in gun-free zones. 92%. Jerome Corsi, writing for the WorldNet Daily, reported in 2012 that psych meds were linked to 90% of school shootings. Some 90% of school shootings over more than a decade have been linked to a widely prescribed type of antidepressant called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs. According to British psychiatrist Dr. David Healy, a founder of RxISK.org or risk.org, an independent website for researching and reporting on prescription drugs. So what are gun-free zones? Are they really fundamentally legal? Or are they a petri dish for domestic terror? Why is it that good people with guns are banned from having them, and there is virtually zero law enforcement in gun-free zones to assure that good people are sufficiently protected by the bad guys who can acquire guns anytime they want? Or is that just it? They are protected as zones where domestic terror can be orchestrated in order to push the motives of a global narrative. The bad guys will never relinquish their guns. It appears we need more stories where the bad guys lose, And what better way to make that happen than to arm the good law-abiding citizens that can begin to turn the tide on an unrelenting wave of domestic terror events that infinitely spins in the controlled media wash cycle. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Well, RT is reporting that the Russian Air Force has destroyed an ISIS command center as well as a training camp. Now, one of the lieutenant generals there said to take with a grain of salt these reports that the airstrikes are hitting residential areas, calling these sensationalized fakes prepared even before the operation started. Well, to give a little credence to that, we've got this story up. Soros NGO in Syria caught faking victim images to blame Russia. Indeed, people on Twitter discovered that a Soros-sponsored White Helmets, which is one of the largest NGOs operating in Syria, tried to pass off an old photo from 5 days earlier saying that that was a civilian that was harmed during the Russian airstrikes. And now, of course, the Pentagon is weighing whether or not they should send in some protection for their U.S.-trained and backed rebels, meaning, of course, we are now escalating into a hot war with Russia. So why is Saudi Arabia so keen to destabilize Syria? Well, it could all come down to a war of pipelines. According to estimates, Syria's oil reserves are greater than all those of neighboring countries except Iraq, making Syria one of the largest producers of crude oil in the Middle East. In spite of the fact that it has now been confirmed by most media sources that the Syrian opposition is actually Al-Qaeda, the Western powers are still pushing to arm the rebels in order that they can gain control of key territories along the pipeline. The U.S.-NATO strategy focuses on helping the rebels to seize oil fields, to stop the supply of petroleum products, and to break up Syria's role as the main crossroad for alternative energy. One of the reasons why NATO and the Gulf Cooperation Council are using Al-Qaeda terrorists to break up the Shiite-led alliance of Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Hezbollah is because the construction of a so-called friendship pipeline will transport Iranian natural gas through Syria and from there to foreign markets, turning Iran into a global economic power, giving it enormous leverage over the EU's Middle East policy. This is, of course, unsettling news to the Saudis, who dominate oil exportation in the European markets alongside Russia. But who is Russia allied with? That's right, Iran and Syria. Now, the key point here is that up until now, the proxy war with Syria has not yet led to a hot war with Russia. While the debate has been framed as to whether or not Assad used chemical weapons, the New World Order's true geopolitical objectives in targeting Syria have been ignored.
By that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today. And he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Biggs, are there atheists in foxholes?
Hell no. I've been there. I wrote a whole piece in college on that, from that quote. You know, I met a lot of atheists when I was deployed. And I'm telling you, when the bullets start flying and the rounds start coming in, the artillery's going, the RPGs are flying, you'll hear every man out there screaming and crying to God, shaking, asking for forgiveness. And then, you know, just completely their lives change. I saw that time and time again. I mean, there was one scenario when we were sitting on a mountaintop and these guys are shooting these, the Taliban shooting at us, these huge, like, you know, any aircraft guns towards us. And we have to sit here and my back is against a sand berm and I've got about 4 inches between me and where the bullets are flying. And I'm trying to like barely breathe so my chest doesn't expand out and it catch my bulletproof vest and spin me around and then hit me. So I'm sitting here and it's nighttime and you can see the tracers just going by. And you're sitting there like, oh my God, I hope there is a God. I hope that something's going on. And you'll hear these guys who are always like, there's no God. There's no God, screaming and crying at the top of their lungs. Help me, God. Help me, God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So yeah, I don't think there's any atheists in foxholes.
This is a true tragedy that happened. I actually feel for these people like you do because they were in a victim disarmament zone. They were ignorant. Now they'll be used as a sacrifice to demonize human independence, human's right to defense. They'll be used as a burnt offering to sell the further enslavement and domestication of the people by a bunch of cold-blooded vampires. And Obama, we're going to play the clip in a moment about this Oregon shooting. He says, oh, this is so routine. Yeah, it's routine that they exploit every tragedy when statistically, I'm going to say it again, 166, 167 people a year die in mass shootings. 200-plus people die from white-tailed deer. Is he going to go out and give a speech every time white-tailed deer kill somebody? Or honeybees kill 300?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, the only thing that's routine is the fact, like you said, he exploits every single thing that he can use to help push his anti-gun agenda. They don't want you to be able to protect yourself. I mean, it was disgusting yesterday. We're out there at the campus of UT, and these people are sitting there screaming, giving these sob stories, and, you know, we don't need guns on campus. You know, that's going to cause more drama.
You're out there because Texas is passing a law to let folks be armed on campus. Explain that to them. And then this happens while you're out there covering it.
Yeah, so next year in August 2016, they've already passed it, but it'll go into effect for campus carry. So students with CHL 21 and up who go and take the class and go through all the proper stuff, fingerprints and all that, they can conceal carry on campus. Now, right now, you're able to carry on public sidewalks, in the parking garages, all that. You can carry long rifles, anything like that you want. Conceal carry as well out there. Like where we were at yesterday protesting, there were people carrying guns, but they were concealed and you couldn't see them. And no one was going, you know, crazy over that because obviously you're not going to see concealed
carry. And so UT and others with Bloomberg are trying to just throw fits and stop it when it just shows their disconnect. A criminal, a crazy is going to go on there, even though Oregon was a gun-free zone. Mm-hmm. That's what the criminals, the cowards choose.
Well, that's what people don't understand. Criminals don't follow laws. That is why they are criminals. So when you put these strict gun laws everywhere, all you do is you disarm people, sure, take away their ability to protect themselves, and you empower the criminals who want to go out and do bad. Now, yesterday there was a guy, an armed Air Force veteran was there. He says an Air Force veteran who had a license to conceal carry was present at the school yesterday during the shooting. He said there were a few people in the vet center, and then we heard shooting happen. We got up, and we were going to head out and see what we could do. He said at that point in time, the faculty immediately told him to stop and held us inside the building. Essentially, they would not let us go and assist. Now, it's a gun-free zone. He illegally had the gun in there, but he could have saved some lives.
Well, I mean, I think the guy's great, but I would have just ignored those people, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would have told him to go screw off. I would have just knocked one of them out if I had to. If me punching a teacher is going to save 10 people's lives, by all means, you're going to get knocked out.
Well, you notice, I'm not bragging, but you don't see a lot of this going on in Texas. Or when they start it, when the Al-Qaeda folks show up, they just get killed. I mean, I'm not bragging here. I'm not anything special. Everybody I know, my dad, anybody else, people, somebody's killing somebody across the street. They're going to charge in. What about this vet that got shot 7 times who was unarmed? You know, maybe they should have chopped his arms off so he couldn't fight back. Oregon shooting heroic veteran Chris Mintz was shot 7 times trying to save people.
Also in my old unit at Fort Bragg, airborne. The guy got a lot of mutual friends of mine. I found that out this morning. So, yeah, this guy was shot 5 times, and his family released a statement today. I got on his Facebook and looked, said he's okay, but he is going to have to learn how to walk again. And after he was shot 5 times, he was laying on the ground, you know.
They were saying 7. It's 5.
Yeah, 5 times, what I saw in here. But, yeah, who knows? They keep misreporting stuff. He was laying on the ground screaming, "Today's my son's birthday. Today's my son's birthday." And this guy, without a gun, ran beeline towards this gunman to try to take him out. That's the kind of people that are out there. That's the kind of guy that you want to conceal carry, to have a gun. He could have taken that guy out immediately.
And that's who the globalists hate and say is the number one enemy of, quote, Homeland Security. Well, then who the hell is Homeland Security? I'll tell you who runs it. Foreign banks that took over this country. How dare them say that the vets are the number one enemy? It's because they're criminals and they know vets aren't cowards. That's why they hate them.
Then you got this coward, Chris Harper Mercer, the guy who was the gunman. This guy hated Christianity. He told people in the school to lay down on the ground, sprawl out, and then he told them one by one to stand up and goes, "Are you a Christian?" If they answered yes, boom, execute.
Just like Columbine.
Yep, execute him right there. And if they said no, he wounded him, shot him in the leg.
This is a satanic spirit rising up in this country.
It's out of control.
Well, they're mad that we're exposing the babies being killed. They're mad we're winning. And, you know, we're going to keep on winning. Sorry.
You know, yesterday, Tom Jefferson, he's a big gun rights activist, was arrested and held in jail last night until about 9:35, 9:40 for holding a sign at a protest. I mean, really? And then the feminist professor gets out there and goes, "We're not open to, any kind of debate at all out here. We're just here to basically cram our agenda down your throat. And if you have anything to say against what we're saying and you're pro-gun, we're going to arrest you." There was a guy in the crowd walking around looking for any pro-gun signs. He found 2 on the...
And had him arrested.
And had him arrested. Throw him
in. I mean, that's a sensational story right there. That's what I grew up in as a kid hearing about in China or Soviet Russia. And now it's just, oh, that's what we do in America.
I mean, never in a million years did I think that I would see
something. And I saw the video of those Bloomberg security goons. They enjoyed violating the First Amendment, just like they liked the Second to go down. They just enjoy it, like they think they're on some winning team. They love their dishonor.
Well, my favorite thing is what Jakari said yesterday.
I've never seen Jakari this pissed. He was pissed yesterday when he came back.
When those 2 guys were pulled away and arrested, people started screaming and clapping, all these women in the crowd. Yay. And Jakari goes,
"Hey, don't worry. They're going to have their pension funds taken." All these fools don't get it. What made America great was the right to defense and speech. They're taking it all. They're going to lose everything, like pulling a plug in a bathtub.
Yeah.
I mean, all our everything, the wealth, the prosperity, it's all going down the toilet, you dumb witches. Sorry.
And what they didn't realize is they were clapping not for him being taken away because he was pro-gun. He was getting taken away for his First Amendment rights. That means that could happen to each and every one of you that are out there clapping in the crowd.
The so-called left wants to get rid of free speech.
And it was amazing. I went and tried to open up dialogue and speak to all these people in the crowd. Not one of them that had on their Gun For You t-shirt. No, I'm not here to talk. I don't have anything to say.
That's because they're all socialists. Communists never talk. They only repeat what their dear leader says.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
They're not individuals. These are literally stupid people.
Oh yeah, they completely. I mean, there were so many times yesterday I was going to lose my cool and I had to keep telling myself, don't do it. Just keep doing what you got to do. Go to the next person. I mean, as soon as you said something, it was like, you better check your privilege. Oh, you can't talk to a woman like that. Why are you being loud? Oh, stop talking to us. We don't want to debate you. You know, the whole time.
That's all. I'm feminist. I'll take your speech.
Yeah. I was like,
and they're at the UN trying to get rid of free speech right now.
Isn't a university campus supposed to be a place where you can debate and discuss things?
Well, think about how racist they are that inherently you're a white male, but then they'll come up to black males that are libertarian or conservative and say, you're a male. See, there's no getting out of this.
Yeah.
There's no getting out of this. You're bad because you're a male. But if you're some emasculated, weird little guy in a pink shirt with them going, men are bad, then the girls will pat you on the head. Is that woman going to take care of you when you got the flu? She going to take care of you when you have a heart attack? She going to take care of you when you're in a frickin' nursing home? Is she honorable? They've taken our families away. They've taken our honor away. Don't you people get it? They've made you alone. You're miserable because the state isn't your husband. It isn't your wife. It won't take care of you. It doesn't love you.
There was this guy out there. I don't even know if I can call him a guy. He was about as big as a toothpick.
And he had a little voice like this. And he goes, so you guys are pro-gun? This is so horrible. I'm pro-Hillary Clinton.
I like Elmo.
And I was like, wow. I was like, have you been castrated? Did you hand your man card over to the gun-free UT crowd? I was like, this guy was the opposite of what any man should be. Didn't care. He was just a little robot.
Oh, I don't like dancing out. It's so bad, okay? Yeah, let's get rid of it.
Look at some of the other signs. Why you should be a socialist. This is the trash that they had out there.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, why you should live in a hellhole where people give you whatever you've got. It's called being a slave. So it's just like, why you should be a slave.
That was everywhere. That was a giant sign. That was about 4 foot big. I took that picture. Or maybe Kit got that one as well. But that one was out there. There was another one, the whole board where they hang up posters, all these socialist clubs, how to be a socialist, what it means to be a socialist, why you should be a socialist.
I can't stand these people.
Oh. It's everywhere at UT.
I might as well just...
Show your disapproval for Hillary Clinton. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt today at the InfoWars store. Hurry up because these things are selling out faster than Hillary Clinton.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Oh, wow. Where does this start? I mean, where should we go talking about something as big as DARPA?
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I loved that intro. Fascinating about the Nazis. So how about we start right there? How about I tell you a fascinating story about Nazis and DARPA?
Let's do it.
Okay, so the way I got interested in this book in the first place, I was finishing up my Operation Paperclip Nazi Scientist book, and I learned that there was a new agent. I was wondering what Von Braun was doing in the 50s after he had kind of settled in and was building rockets for the government, and I learned that he was the first choice in 1958 for this brand new agency at the Pentagon called, it was then called ARPA. Now we know it as DARPA. And Von Braun is nothing if not ambitious. So he says to the Pentagon, well, I will come and be your chief scientist of all your research, military research agency. However, I need to bring 12 of my fellow Nazis with me. And that was the line in the sand for the Pentagon. They thought, we can deal with one, but not all 12 of them right here at the beating heart of the Pentagon. And so instead, Herb York became the director.
Wow. And then they spun off and sent him over to NASA, I guess, and then he brought in Goddard and everybody else.
Yes, yes. But here's another little Nazi link you might enjoy, which is that, you know, you spoke of the military-industrial complex. You've run Eisenhower's speech. So specifically, Herb York, that chief scientist of DARPA, first chief scientist, wanted to know. He was troubled, he said in his memoirs, to whom Eisenhower was referring specifically. So when Eisenhower retired, Herb York went to go see him at Eisenhower's home here in the California desert and got him to say who specifically it was he was afraid of. And the two people he named were Edward Teller, father of the hydrogen bomb, and Wernher von Braun.
Wow, so much of our world has been shaped by these people. It's just mind-boggling. That's why I can't wait to read your book. I'm greedily looking at it like it's a big cake I want to carve into. Accelerating into what got a lot of news, you were talking about DARPA and brain chips and troops. Tell us about that.
Yes. So much of this book I wrote is really about man and machine, man's relationship with machines. As we came out of World War II, technology just takes off. And when you get to the end of the book, you learn about this new future idea, which is actually very much part of the present, but is accelerating us into the future, which is the Pentagon, specifically DARPA's plan to couple man and machine. So that science fiction idea of cyborgs is now becoming a reality at the Pentagon. And by the way, this is all dogma. These are, you know, I pull quotes out of Pentagon unclassified reports that talk about we must accelerate our artificial intelligence weapon system. We must take advantage of this new brain technology. The Pentagon calls it neuroprosthetics, but you know, you or I might call it brain chips, and those are the plans to begin these, and they are beginning these clinical trials where soldiers who have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan with cognitive impairment, they're called brain-wounded warriors by the Pentagon. There's 300,000 of them who came home from those wars, and in the clinical trials where they are now, they're putting these brain chips into the soft tissue of the brain to restore cognitive functioning. That's the plan. But what I also found in interviewing, for example, the Jason scientists, that the Pentagon is being advised this is not a good idea, and this is a direct quote, because it could lead to high-quality brain control.
Wow.
Direct quote. That is not Annie Jacobson idea about what might happen. That's the Jason scientists who, by the way, have been advising DARPA since 1960. I interviewed Murph Goldberger for the book. He was the co-founder of the Jason scientists, and he just died. But he shared with me a lot of fascinating information about, you know, advising DARPA about what weapon systems to design over the decades.
And then there were other futures, the Pentagon, like Marshall and others. I want to try to walk through some of those, but my issue with it is it's like Volkswagen putting cheating software on their emissions testing. The problem is my uncle was in a motorcycle accident. He has epilepsy from it. They gave him a brain chip and a stimulator. It's really helped his quality of life. I'm all for it. I'm not against technology.
Yeah.
The problem is these companies and corporations always want to piggyback something into it, and it's so complex that how do you stop Trojan horses, or how do you stop hacks once we start taking brain chips?
Well, absolutely, and this is the heart of the matter. It's the double-edged sword of these military systems that DARPA creates. Yes, there are these amazing benefits that make their way into the population.
Like the internet.
Yes, and also like your uncle's brain chip. I mean, every side has two sides, in essence. But here's the thing, is that which keeps you safe can also harm you. And so for me, just as a journalist, I mean, my job is to inform the public. And so it's like, and I love that you play Eisenhower's speech, because he says in that second part of his military-industrial complex speech, you know, these two ideas can live together. You can have a very strong military. You can have a necessary national defense, but it must be in balance with what he calls an alert and knowledgeable citizenry. And there's the rub. That's why people, it behooves them to know about these programs. These are not, you know, things of science fiction novels. Look, the DARPA director said just the other day at the Aspen conference, everything is science fiction until it becomes real.
It is. Everything is magic until it becomes real.
Yes, and the thing is that DARPA, because their job is to create revolution in military affairs, think about that word. I mean, a revolution is not a revolution if there's not an element of surprise. And so DARPA is working on weapon systems 20, 25 years out. They invented stealth. I mean, they didn't invent it, but their scientists created stealth. And then when stealth was unveiled during the Gulf War, you know, it took the enemy by surprise. So what is DARPA doing now? And when I show you in the book what DARPA is doing that's unclassified, that I was able to report on from interviewing scientists, you get to decide for yourself, okay, so what is really going on?
Well, I can't wait to read the book. I'm going to come back from break. I want to just talk about what you think are some of the most important parts of the book. It is a big book, a lot of photos, a lot of diagrams, a lot of information. And, you know, for me, this is the real world. People talk about sports icons, Hollywood. It's all really boring when you realize that what we see with DARPA is only the tip of the iceberg of a giant, submerged, shadow technological system. And as you said, the stealth technology was 25, 30 years old when they rolled it out in, you know, 1987, 1988. It's just amazing. We'll be back. Stay with us inside the Pentagon's brain. Welcome back, my friends. Alex Jones here, broadcasting live on this Friday, the second day of October, 2015 broadcast. I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the abbreviated two-hour live original broadcast as well. The Pentagon's Brain, an Uncensored History of DARPA, America's top secret military research agency. Annie Jacobson is our guest. And Gerald Posner, author of God's Bankers, said Annie Jacobson's considerable talents as an investigative journalist prove indispensable in uncovering the remarkable history of one of America's most powerful and clandestine military research agencies. And she is a great storyteller, making the tantalizing tale of the Pentagon's Brain from the depths of the Cold War to the present day come alive on every page. You know, you've been nice and kind of let me lead the interview at first, but you're the expert on this and obviously the expert on your book. You heard my point going into break. I mean, this is a shadow government. It did basically become what Eisenhower warned about to a certain extent. And I think that adds the arrogance of Washington, because imagine what they've got they're not telling us about. But at a certain point, still, it's just humans that are running this whole thing.
Yes. Shall I tell you about one of the spooky programs?
Yes, please.
Okay. So we were talking about coupling man and machine. That's the goal for the future. But DARPA is already able to create what they call biohybrids. That is their actual term for it. And it's like part animal, part machine. And this is now 12, 13 years old, this program, the success of it. So back in 2002, they had their first public success. DARPA scientists wired up a rat's brain. These were like with tiny wires the size of human hairs connected to electrodes and also connected to a microprocessor that was sewn into the rat's back like a backpack. Then from 500 meters away, the scientists remotely controlled this rat through a maze.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary for President! Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Well, we're about to see some great advances in science and technology in the coming years. How many times have you been lazing about on your couch wishing that you did not have to go to the gym in order to get in shape? Well, that may be coming soon. Exercise in a bottle might soon be a reality. Scientists have been able to map the more than 1,000 changes that physical activity causes in the body, and they're using this to create drugs that have that same effect. These researchers say that exercise is the most powerful therapy for many human diseases, including type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and neurological disorders. But for many people, exercise isn't a viable treatment option. This means it is essential that we find ways of developing drugs that mimic the benefits of exercise. And of course, the rest of us who can't ever make it to the gym will also benefit from these exercise in a bottle. But that's not it. There are also some new projects being talked about with some a home development here with some of these larger communities. Some of the developers talk about grocery carrying robots could come with new homes. Now, this is according to the would-be developer of the Lilac Hills housing project, who has teamed up with a robotics company. In addition to a virtual rail system within this massive complex, they say that they're going to include robots that would be unmanned electric vehicles that could move people about. There would be some transport robots that could carry your groceries, or also robots following your children as they walk home from school to make sure they get home safely. Now, some people don't believe it. A former supervisor said, did they use a robot to deliver this huge load of bull manure? So there's a lot of people that don't see the future quite like some of our technophiles do. But here's some other news that's coming out. A lot of people are obsessed with their cell phones and aren't putting them down. And now this could actually be changing the dynamic of our relationships. Duh. Now, this is according to a new study from Baylor University. They found that fubbing hurts relationship satisfaction, and so this means ultimately it negatively impacts your overall happiness. Fubbing refers to partner phone snubbing. This is when you get distracted by your cell phone when you're with your significant other. And to find these results, they would see if people included statements like, my partner places his or her cell phone where they can see it when we're together, or my partner glances at his or her cell phone when talking to me, which of course, you see this so often. If you go to a restaurant, you'll see couples that aren't even speaking to each other. They're just on their cell phones. Or if you're at a party, no one's talking to each other. They're just all on their cell phones. So these are pretty astounding results. They're actually confirming that something as common as the cell phone can be undermining the bedrock of our happiness as well as our connection, which is why it's kind of funny that once again, continuously, we have Ray Kurzweil, Google exec, pushing for brain implants so that we can constantly be connected to the internet. So talk about fundamentally undermining your happiness. He wants us to be perpetually connected. He says with robots in our brains, we'll be godlike. That is actually what he said. Why would we want to be the same dull, regular human every single day? We can upload these nanobots, implant them in our brains. We can gain and expand our intelligence by being directly connected to the internet and ignoring everything and everyone around us. But he says, with these nanobots, we're going to be more musical. We'll be funnier. We're going to be better at expressing loving sentiment. Isn't that the exact opposite of what it seems like technology is doing for us now? And I don't really equate robots with, you know, telling jokes. But he says evolution creates structures and patterns that over time are more complicated, more knowledgeable, more intelligent, more creative. So it's moving in this direction that God has been describing as having these qualities without limit. Evolution is a spiritual process and making us more godlike. So now he is really selling that. So let's look at Ray Kurzweil a little bit. Now, in one of his books, The Age of Spiritual Machines, this was his big breakout book, he talks a lot about the elites and what they're going to have to do in the future when humans really are unnecessary. They're going to have all of these systems in place. Of course, all of our jobs will be automated. We're just going to have a mass of humans kind of hanging around that are useless. So he talks about this ruthless elite and what they might have to do to exterminate the mass of the population, or simply alter people's, engineer them to be docile in this new society, to pacify their need for activity. So he talks a lot about this, but what's interesting is that the passage that he uses to quote this in his book is directly taken from the Unabomber's manifesto. That's right, Ted Kaczynski's Unabomber manifesto. So why would Ray Kurzweil be interested in reading that? Well, before the Unabomber was this Luddite who was totally anti-technology and he wanted to destroy to destroy all the technology that is building this matrix all around us. He was considered to be a child prodigy. He was accepted into Harvard College at the age of 16, and he was among 22 students who were research subjects in what has been described as brutalizing psychological experiments, which were conducted by Henry Murray, and they were rumored to be part of the MK Ultra program. So, of course, it seems reasonable that that would be why Kurzweil would be interested in what he had to say, what insights he revealed in his writings. One such thing you can find in his manifesto, he talks about, it has been established beyond any rational doubt that human thought and behavior have a largely biological basis. As experimenters have demonstrated, feelings such as hunger, pleasure, anger, and fear can be turned on and off by electrical stimulation of appropriate parts of the brain. Memories can be destroyed by damaging parts of the brain, or they can be brought to the surface by electrical stimulation. So now all of this stuff was happening to Ted Kaczynski years ago. He was a part of these experiments that people say was part of the MK Ultra program. And after that, he became a total technophobe, a total Luddite, wanted to destroy all technology. And now we have Ray Kurzweil pushing for these brain chips. So let's go back to our investigative journalist and best-selling author, Annie Jacobson. She was on the Alex Jones Show today, and she was breaking down the use of these brain chip implants and how DARPA is now actively experimenting on the military.
So we were talking about coupling man and machine. That's the goal for the future. But DARPA is already able to create what they call biohybrids. That is their actual term for it. And it's like part animal, part machine. And this is now 12, 13 years old, this program, the success of it. So back in 2002, they had their first public success. DARPA scientists wired up a rat's brain. These were like with tiny wires the size of human hairs connected to electrodes and also connected to a microprocessor that was sewn into the rat's back like a backpack. Then from 500 meters away, the scientists remotely controlled this rat through a maze, okay? And this process has been ongoing of coupling more animals with machines, and just last year, DARPA scientists did the same thing with a moth. So they inserted the electrodes, these neuroprosthetics, into the moth when it was in its pupa stage. So think that through. It's like this incredible analogy of metamorphosis. So they put the electrodes in the pupa stage, the worm stage, and then the moth, you know, the wings blossom in essence. And now the brain chips, the body chip, is part of the animal. And the DARPA scientists were able to steer this Mandica sexta moth that same way. The moth only has a life cycle of 90 days. So it was like a short experiment. But you can see this movement toward being able to control humans in the same manner.
Absolutely. It's the end of free will.
You know, if you sign up for it. I mean, and I think that's the rub. I think that there's a lot to be said about being aware of how these military applications, you know, are or not are not appropriate. The government calls it the super soldier program. I mean, that's what it is, giving warfighters enhanced cognition, enhanced physiology.
Sure, so we all know there's governors lifting weights or marching. They can just flip a switch and you can march 100 miles.
Or you can wear the super suit, which, by the way, DARPA has teamed up with Special Forces now to create this Talos super suit. I mean, it does everything. It even has, like, blood hemorrhage control mechanisms inside of it.
Good God.
Well, that's it for the show tonight. Thank you for watching. And if you are watching us on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button. We'll see you here again Monday, 7 p.m. Central.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. all organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.